Well, yeah, you do need help because you are all over the place in this letter. You're a mother of three sons. You've been in an 18-year going nowhere relationship. And out of your frustration with that, you hook up with your coworker. But did you really think, really, that he wanted you to help him hang curtains when he asked you to come over his house? What did you expect? I mean, your life is a mess. You're all over the place, as I mentioned. You need to just sit down, have a seat, and just get yourself together. 18 years with this one guy that you want to marry, he's not interested. You got to make some decisions in your life. You're a mother of three. What are you doing? Steve?
See, you, 34-year-old lady, mother of three, you engaged, been with your children's father going on 18 years. Now, here's the deal. Fiancé is a great guy from a great Christian family. He hardworking. He's a great father. Now, y'all have been through some hard times. Who ain't? When y'all was in your 20s, he was on drugs. Then you say you 98% cheated on him in the past, so you know we could never really prove it. He's never really been affectionate, and I find myself thinking of cheating often. Then you said you never really talked about Push getting married, but now you're ready, and he just don't seem to care if we married or not. So in 2009, you met a guy at work. You became close friend. This guy showed me attention that I just wasn't used to. This sounds like the 80-20 rule that Bishop Jakes taught me. I had him on the show and he was doing his marriage counseling on my TV show. And he taught this couple was what he calls the 80-20 rule. See, most people in a marriage, since nobody can be everything to anybody, nobody's 100% all of what you need or want. Nobody is that to anybody. But a person might be 80%. I'm judging, being from a great Christian family, hardworking, and a great father. I'm assuming that's 80% of it. 20% is he ain't that affectionate. Now, you meets 20%. The guy showed me attention that I was just never used to. That's the 20%. But what happened, though, people, is we think that that 20%, that's everything we need because that's what's missing. So you leave the 80 to go over to the 20. You left 80 to go for 20. Because you thought, wow, that's what I'm missing. He's a great guy. Now, you assuming he got the other 82, and he everything you're looking for. Once again, he ain't. All right? You go out to happy hour after work. He bring you little gifts. We had great conversation. One night after work, he asked me to come to his place to help him hang some curtains. And when I got there, he was naked with just a towel on. All right? Come on. Let's just go over my years. Mm-hmm. All the ways I've tried to get somebody to my house. Mm-hmm. Hanging curtains is pretty creative, but hanging curtains also is a red flag. No healthy, gut-wrenching man bring you over to hang curtains. He grabbed me. I got there. He was naked with just a towel on. He grabbed me, started kissing me so passionately, I thought my body was on fire. The sex was so amazing. So for the next few years, we had an off and on affair. See, there's a lot missing now. The sex was so amazing, for the next few years, we had an off and on affair. The whole time, you wanting this man to be all wrapped up in you, to ask, to be excited about marrying you, when you ain't set the grounds for nobody to be excited about you or get married to you. I know y'all women think men don't know, but it's a thing called karma. What goes around comes around. See, you can't play this game even if the dude don't know or ever accuse you of it. The balance is off now. But you out here in the streets participating how you want to, but now you tripping because he just don't seem to want. You've been screwing this dude since 2009. All your attention ain't been at the house. I don't know what to do. So I prayed hard about this, and out of nowhere, I find out he got 7 babies and 1 psycho mama, baby mama. Okay? First of all, he got 7 babies out there and 1 psycho baby mama. Lot of curtain hanging.
Naked curtain hanging.
Lot of curtain hanging. But then the one good thing, prayer works. Prayer changes things. So you get all the information. You confronted him, he came clean. I kept feeling somewhat off. He loved to do my hair, paint my toenails. Our favorite shows was Say Yes to the Dress and Bridesmaid. So I decided to go through his phone one night, and lo and behold, he was texting men, transsexuals to be exact. I talked to one of the guys who told me he was on the gay chat line requesting feminine bottoms. Okay, I'm confused.
But
is them drawers? Is that underwear?
Are there pads or something?
Panties? Yeah. What?
I don't.
I think I'm in too deep right
now. Yeah, I don't know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.